Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here, as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm very lucky that the resort in Mexico I went to didn't have a 2-drink-per-hour limit, like the one in Bachelor in Paradise does.
Yeah, you picked the right choice. I don't know, do they enforce that all the time, do you think? Or just when filming's going on?
Just when filming's going on, I'm sure.
Yeah. Did you have any Bachelor in Paradise type antics occur, even though you were at a different locale?
I don't think so. Geez, Louise. No, I don't think I did have any Bachelor in Paradise antics. I guess I went on a boat, and snorkeling, which could be like
a date,
a fantasy date. Mm-hmm. Not a fantasy date, just like a regular Bachelor date. What am I talking about? I'm rusty and tired, so this is gonna be fun.
Do you see any?
I told you this.
Giant stuffed animals.
No, I didn't, thankfully. And I told you this before, but I was like, I don't think I'm doing too hot. I feel like I'm getting sick. So this podcast should be a lot of fun for both of us.
Oh, no.
And Amy, how was your trek through the snow to get here tonight?
You know, I should be in Mexico this week. That would have been a smart move. Yeah, no, it's just, we're just buried out here. It's probably about the same where you are as well.
Well, we had a lot of snow, but then it got really warm and then it was like freezing rain.
Okay.
So we don't actually have much snow currently, but we did have a lot for a while.
Yeah, we have a lot, but then it goes in those phases too, where then you have that layer of ice underneath and then there's the fresh snow and you don't realize it and you're just slipping out to the dumpster in the back, throwing away the garbage. That's wiped out a few times, but what can you do? So, other than try to plan a trip to get away from here. So, you were very smart, not only because of the weather, but because you missed it to be continued episode last week.
I know. How did I plan that? Last time I was away, I missed the hometowns. And then this time I missed a to be continued. And unlike last time when I just said, you know what, F it, I'm not watching the hometowns. I actually did watch last week's episode, but I watched it
out of order
today on Tuesday out of order. So I might be a little confused as to what happened in what order. It was also such a bloodbath this week that it's kind of like, oh my gosh, like what's going on here?
I know. It's like who left when? Well, we'll try to break it up because I would like to get your thoughts on this episode. We saved the questions for you to get back here and get more time for people to get their questions in. So I thought we'd start with kind of wrapping up last week's episode, getting your thoughts. Of course, last week we had the wonderful Angela Bloom filling in, but didn't get all the questions in time. So we thought we'd save them for you to tackle. And we've got some of our favorite questioners, our good standbys that sent in questions. So I know you wouldn't want to miss it.
I certainly would not.
All right. So let's dig in with Will Holston. It says, talking about Colton and Cassie's one-on-one, do you think Colton and Cassie came across Olivia Caridi's skeleton on that island?
Like just washed up upon shore? Maybe. Also, they did seem to do a lot of like making out in a bed, which was like an interesting choice. Like, I feel like there's been a lot of making out in bed this season.
Mm. Kind of
usually
new,
it's just like on things.
You think they're bringing in beds because to drive it home that Colton's in bed with somebody?
Yeah, I would say probably.
Yeah, that makes sense. We got this comment from Tim Westin. I think maybe the post said something about like Amy is, you know, has someone filling in for Haley or special guest. And so Tim Westin said, hoping it's Amy and Haley's boyfriend because it would be hilarious.
Yeah, so Ethan live tweeted last Monday. For those who don't follow me on Twitter, if you don't, @strong_, thank you very much. So Ethan, I was like, yeah, why not? Go for it. And he had a lot of fun. I think people enjoyed him live tweeting. And I saw some calls for him to get a podcast on the network.
Oh.
And maybe replace me.
Oh, no.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Maybe just his own Twitter account for Bachelor Takes. That's
I asked him. I was like, do you want a Twitter account? Just like Ethan live tweets. And he's like, no. I was like, Okay.
All right. Just he likes to like drop in here, get the glory, and then leave.
Yeah, and he, you know, there's like a lot of pressure on him. He felt like he's like, oh, like I have to do this well. Like I don't want people to be disappointed. And he had all these other drafts, and he was like trying to figure out the strategy. And he was like, oh, this is like tough. Like because by the time I finish typing something, like that moment's over and it's irrelevant. I'm like, yeah, that's, you know,
it's all about the right
tough
timing.
Job out here.
It is. Well, we had fun with Angela playing. Was it Ethan or Haley who tweeted?
I can't wait to listen. That's so funny.
Let's see. We have Will Holston again. Which of Elisa's fashion moments were worse this week? The sheer dress she left in that you could see her panties through, or the Chanel logo tattoo on her foot?
Okay, I loved the power move of wearing the quote-unquote statement dress to break up with Colton. Amazing work. Didn't notice her underwear. Don't care. I feel like that's also a power move. Like, my underwear, you can see it through the dress. Chanel tattoo. Not great.
I didn't notice that, but yeah, that doesn't sound great.
I didn't either. Just not... I'd say stray away from any designer logo.
Mm-hmm. Good move.
Yeah.
So what was your take on the whole Elise thing?
Okay. So I thought, based on like what I'd heard and what I'd read, and it seemed like people were kind of like mad. Like, you know what you were like, you know what show this was? Like, this is The Bachelor. And I'm going to come here in defense of Elise. And I think maybe because I have such a soft spot in my heart for Charlene, who did this on Juan Pablo season.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can go on the show with like, you know, a very open mind and low expectations and just be like, I'm doing this for an experience. And then and then you can maybe actually like the guy or whatever. And then you kind of freak out because she was right. There's other women there who are like ready to get engaged like right now. And maybe she sensed that Colton was more into her than she was into Colton. Maybe she just realized that what they were looking for in a relationship just wasn't really totally meshing, no matter how much they liked each other. So I'm completely fine with Elise's decision. I don't think it's that big of an issue. It's nothing we haven't seen before. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. Like, I'm fine with it. And, you know, it's a shame because I liked Elise and I thought she brought something different to the show. But I get where she's coming from. And you get into these situations where you're not sure how you're going to feel about that. And she just happened to feel the way a normal person would in this situation.
You're a lot more open-minded than I am. I was very confused and I thought it was all like a calculated thing. Like, okay, she just wants to make her dramatic exit.
That's hilarious.
Make the Bachelor in Paradise play.
I love that so much. We very rarely disagree on the show, so I love that.
I know. Will Holston also wants to know, who had a worse date in Thailand? Nicole, Colton, and Anyeka, or Ted and Gandia from Survivor?
Wow, what an old school poll, and I refuse to answer.
And he also asks, was Sydney asking Colton to give her a bikini wax in last week's outtake?
I guess so. I thought that outtake was really funny because she was so straight faced about it and he just like couldn't grasp what she was saying. And I think she was more like asking him to take care of the pleasure garden rather than like the hedges out front.
Okay. Yeah. She really had to spell it out for him.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, what did I just agree to do?
That made me laugh really hard. And you know what? Like, Colton's really grown on me because he's such an effing dweeb. And it's like, he's so genuine about it. And I've said this like 50 times before, but like, he just doesn't have that calculated nature in him. Like, you know, like Nick did and like what Ari did to him at a certain extent. Like, he's just very genuine and he's saying what he's thinking. And I think the season hasn't been like electric by any means, but I think Colton has been a pretty decent lead.
Yeah, we've seen a lot more to him than we got him back this season, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Then we have emails from last week. And we have a few more questions. Let me see here. So how about from Justin Feinberg? He has, what is a more regrettable choice? Heather choosing for her first kiss to be aired on national television, or The Bachelor putting Never Been Kissed on Heather's chyron at the start of the season and then swapping it to Has Been Kissed immediately following her full-on makeout session with Colton?
I'd have to say both made me want to die.
Yeah, I figured that that was not your favorite date to watch as well.
No, and it was also really heavy-handed for there to be literally fireworks going off in this scenario.
Yeah, but it is The Bachelor. Justin also wants to know, does Nicole really want to get out of Miami? Does Nicole want to spend the rest of her life in Miami? Or does it not matter because she still spoke the dreaded word opportunity in connection with The Bachelor?
Like, Miami's fine, right? I've never, right. Actually, I've been one time, but just the airport.
Yeah.
But like, it seems like it's not like, I don't know, backwoods Iowa where you're just like, I need to get out. It's like Miami, like you're fine.
Right. Yeah.
There's lots to do in Miami. You know what, Colton, you move to Miami. I bet you'd be better off.
How evil are the editors to cut to Tayshia pondering, I wonder what Cassie is doing today, immediately after we get a scene of Cassie and Colton making out while Colton has two hands firmly planted on Cassie's ass? And then is it more cruel of them to introduce us to the very next Colton and Cassie scene by cutting to their clothes laying on the beach?
Yeah, the editing with Cassie's date was very odd. That's all I have to say. It was odd. It was weird.
Yes. What did you think of their private island that was just a pile of sand?
I don't know. Like, I'd be fine with a private island.
As long as it qualifies, doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I read a really great article today on Atlas Obscurica. Obscurica? Is that what it's called?
Obscura?
I don't know. That's it. Okay. Anyways, it was about 10 abandoned islands, and it was great. Look it up.
Oh, okay. I saw, I think it was on Netflix, like something, the world's weirdest homes, and one was like a guy that made his own private island out of garbage. I was like,
that seems a genius.
I know. It's like, oh, private island life. Cassie, quote, I am not a virgin. Wait, what? No, wasn't Cassie on the smash hit reality show Young Ones? Weren't they all supposed to be virgins? Is everything that I ever thought I knew a lie?
Yeah, that's something I was like, oh, I thought this was like about their school. But like, I feel like in your mid to late 20s, you don't really have to have the conversation with somebody about the fact that you're not a virgin. Is that just me?
But if you date Colton, apparently you do.
Yeah, like it's like, and I get like it's hard to put myself in that world because I didn't come from like a hyper religious family or go to a hyper religious school or anything. Although there was a nun that taught anatomy at my university, but that's a different story. But like I could understand where like the pressure around her for so long was like you only intercourse with your husband and that's it. Whereas what we've been seeing in The Bachelor for like a while has not been this storyline. So like the fact, like I'm Cassie, like I get where you're coming from, but like, I don't think you need to like reveal your deepest, darkest secret that like you've got it in once or twice.
Right. Yeah. And as far as Young Ones, you know, season 2 is out now and she's on that as well. So maybe they deal with it on that season.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that show. I promise I will. I'm not promising it will be by the end of the season. Mm-hmm. We're watching, but we'll watch it.
Yes. I would like to have somebody just kind of sum it up for me.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to watch it in the off season, and because we won't have like, oh, you know what? This was like Bachelor Winter Games week, wasn't it? Oh, anyways, yeah. Since we won't have that, like maybe in a couple of weeks after the season, we'll come back and I'll just explain the entire plot to you.
Yeah, I saw a preview and it looked like Religious The Hills. So, I don't know. Could be. If that's your bag.
My bag is The Hills, but okay. Religious version, I don't know. We'll have to see about that.
Yeah. And then number five from Justin Feinberg. Wouldn't Colton's best course of action have been to simply not give roses to both Anyeka and Nicole? Why did he feel the need to submerge himself in the Andaman Sea?
Because sometimes when you're faced with a difficult scenario in which you just want everyone to stop screaming, you just have to like go be by yourself. And I guess the only place where he could go be by himself is the deep dark sea.
Yes. And then seems like he followed that best course of action once we got to this week's episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he needed the sea to have Spoiler that revealed alert. To him. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And then our emails we have. This is from Marguerite. Hey, Amy and Haley. This might arrive after we record this week, but here goes. Do you think Colton uses the same babysitter voice he used for the entire Heather date while he works with kids at his charity? And then a Colton take. I kind of feel like Colton is the most relatable bachelor or bachelor edit I've seen, though I've only been watching since the Nick season. I hear a lot about this Juan Pablo fella. Between Colton's anxiety, awkwardness, and candid reactions, I feel like he represents us viewers pretty well. So, shrug, I'll take it. Also, when you mentioned Jim would be on the podcast, I was at the gym and audibly gasped out loud. I mainly watch The Bachelor so I can listen to the recap podcast, and I'm a big fan of the Top Chef recap, in addition to Jim himself, so that episode was a treat. Oh, thanks, Marguerite.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Do you notice the babysitter voice? I don't know if it was just the Heather date.
I don't know if I've like noticed it, but I think now I will. And that's like a hilarious take that like, cause I feel like he does treat Heather very differently than everyone else.
Yeah. And he does kind of this head tilt, and he does that with a few. Like I think it's with the ones where he's just not like passionately like feeling it, and sort of like, oh, like we're just gonna have fun today, kind of with Kirpa as well, like yeah, like I respect you and I'll keep you around for a little bit longer.
And then there was another point, definitely he's relatable. I think Ben was very much in this vein, but those two are like really the only relatable ones we've had in probably quite a while. I mean, maybe Sean, but before that there's a real run of like mighty douchers.
Yes. I don't know if there's, I'm trying to think if there was a clip show or anything that would go back and show some of these people in their element, but there wasn't really a good comprehensive one. It was always like the most like awkward kisses or something like that, but nothing that really, I think they don't show Juan Pablo ever anymore. So just have to go on YouTube and find some clips. Get the classic, you know, Jake Peralta, Juan Pablo.
Doesn't ABC have a streaming service now?
Yeah, does it include them all? I haven't looked at that.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We have another email from Andrea. Amy and Haley, hi. Did you see the official Bachelor tweet on National Pizza Day this week? It was a short video of the remaining women saying their favorite pizza toppings, followed by Colton eating a slice of pizza. Could you rank the women by their favorite toppings? Do their preferences offer any insight to their personality? Here's the list. And it says, for some reason, Kirpa was not included. So, Tayshia, cheese, Hannah B, pepperoni, Katie, veggies, Sydney, pesto, Heather, black olives, Demi, pineapple, Nicole, ham, Anyeka, bacon, Kaylin, pepperoni, Hannah G, pineapple, and Cassie, everything. A couple of repeats.
Yeah. Black olives is obviously a terrible take.
Yeah. That's worse. I agree.
I'm out on that. Everything else I would absolutely eat.
Okay.
But hot take. This isn't even a hot take. If you're a pineapple and pizza hater, like then just go hate it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Why are you yelling at me?
I love it.
Yeah, me too. It's so good. Mm-hmm. I love everything salty and sweet. I love pineapple and pizza. And if you're going to come for me yelling at me that I shouldn't eat that, well, you know what? We won't order a pizza together. It's fine.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
Right.
Or we can get one of those boxes from Pizza Hut that are like $35 online where you get two medium pan pizzas, a tray of breadsticks, some chicken bites, and a cookie pizza. And then we can have two separate pizzas and we're fine.
You can even put it on half. It doesn't infiltrate the rest of it.
Oh, but maybe like a straight pineapple make it a... You know what? I love mushrooms on pizza, but I'm not going to like set up a Facebook group hating on it.
Yeah, I agree.
And I have better things mushrooms. To do with my time. Pardon?
Nobody said mushrooms.
Yeah, well, because mushrooms on pizza are not that great.
Yeah. Let's see.
I'm not going to like personally, I'm not going to write any letters to my governor asking for, you know, mushrooms on pizza to be eliminated and made illegal, but like, it's not my favorite.
Yeah. I didn't see the video. Did you see it?
I didn't either.
No. But let's dive into a few of these because a few of these answers are could illuminate their personality. Pesto is an interesting one. That's Sydney.
Yes. Because it clearly shows that she's like classier than everyone else.
She wants to make a point. Like, I'm going to think of something original.
Yeah. And I like Cassie's choice of everything because that makes me believe that like no matter who the lead of the like who the lead was this season, she would have ended up in the final two.
She would just be like, I don't care. I'm into this guy.
Yeah. Like because she's just so like, oh, yeah, like I'm fine with whatever.
Yeah. Good point. What do you think it says about Demi and Hannah G that they like pineapple? The salty sweet?
Yeah, like Demi, that makes sense. I get that. Yeah. Hannah G, that's surprising. I'm surprised she wasn't like, oh, like a whole grain crust.
Yeah, exactly.
I like cauliflower.
No cheese. And then Katie just said veggies, not specific.
You're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Do you like veggie pizza?
I like certain veggies, but I wouldn't just say veggies because there's like I don't like olives. So then the fact that she said that she must be a vegetarian and just likes everything. So yeah. It's like everything but the vegetarian version, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then Tayshia just said cheese. And that's the question was, what are your favorite toppings?
You know what? Maybe she just like loves like a good 7 cheese pizza. And I get that. Sometimes I just feel like cheese. And the Doughboys actually have like a good thing on their podcast where you should always order a cheese pizza when you're comparing to other places because it's so baseline that it makes it really easy to compare like your sauce, like your uses of cheese, the crust, etc. So I do love a cheese pizza every once in a while. Pepperoni, Hannah B. God, like she's...
And Kaylin. They agree on this.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I feel like because they're both beauty queens, they're just trying to like do like the most basic answer humanly possible.
Yeah, definitely. And then Nicole and Anyeka, ham and bacon. And isn't Canadian bacon the same as ham? So are they agreeing on something or is that specific bacon?
I'm not sure.
All right. What do you think of the Bachelor just doing something for like this for National Pizza Day in general?
I mean, I'm fine with it. Like, it's weird, but it's just like, you know, in the world of like social media where you just kind of need content all the time, I'm like fine with it.
Yeah. I think Kerpa maybe just didn't check her email or something. Check her DMs that week. Let's see. And then
maybe they forgot to include her. Like, they have this entire season.
It's so weird that she got a one-on-one, like just jumping ahead because we have not seen anything from her. But speaking of, our scorekeeper, George, had a question. Haley, going back to last week, what was the bigger oversight by the camera crew? Not getting footage of Kerpa falling on the rocks, causing her to get 5 stitches in her chin, or missing out on the conversation between Elise and Anyeka that started the feud between Anyeka and Nicole?
Ooh, I'd say the Elise and Anyeka thing because it had much more play in the episode. Mm-hmm. Where the Kerpa thing is just like a hilarious sub story.
Right.
Where the Anyeka and Nicole thing is weird because although I didn't watch it, the week before they like released a never before seen clip of them like having a different argument. Oh. So it seems weird that wouldn't be included in the episode when it turned out to be kind of like consequential.
Right. Yeah. They were just slacking off, not capturing this footage. And we'll never really know. Let's see. Is it ever a good idea for the lead to think this will be a fun day when the group date involves physical confrontation between the contestants?
No, it's dumb. Never do it.
By the time the season ends, will kids be referring to losing your virginity as jump the fence?
Yikes.
And then I'll save this one for later. So let's, I think we, through the questions, covered the big points from last week's episode.
Yeah, maybe we should just do this every week.
Yeah, just send us questions last week, anything we forgot. but then we continue the episode with the rose ceremony. And surprise, surprise, the two people eliminated are the two that were feuding.
Oh my gosh, we lost Nicole and Onyeka. What a shocker. How surprising. Not surprising at all. Whatever. I felt bad for Nicole because it really did seem like she was kind of like an innocent party in this. Mm-hmm. You know how I feel about talking, using your time to talk about other women. Onyeka, that was like a bad look. Mm-hmm. Nicole obviously didn't handle it well. The fact that they like were arguing so loud that Colton could hear them during another conversation mm-hmm. and came over. I'm probably going to sneeze at some point, so I'm sorry if that happens, everyone. and there's going to be some sniffles, so I hope you enjoy some delicate ASMR. what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So Colton had to, like, go sit with them and, like, literally just watch them fight. And they're like, hey, Colton. And then, like, continued arguing in front of him. It was absurd.
Yeah, definitely. I think if Kaylin and Hannah B had been two people that he wasn't into, then he could have done the same thing with them. It was just like, well, why am I bothering with this drama if, you know, I'm just not that into either of these two women at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it kind of made it easy. And I feel like they were trying to maybe like teach them a lesson or something in a way like, oh, maybe I should have not done that. But then it kind of leaves them with thinking that they have the other person to blame for their exit as well. So do you think we'll see the two of them resume their feud in Bachelor in Paradise?
Yes. Great point. Didn't think about that. Yes.
Yeah. They'll just continue the awkwardness. And do you think it was worthy of it to be continued?
No, of course not.
Absolutely not. But that's what they did. Let's see. So we move on from Singapore to Vietnam. And what did you think of Hannah G getting that one-on-one finally?
Oh yeah, I forgot she like hadn't gotten one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like kind of smart to have her this late almost, because like he said before, it's like, I know we're good and I like you and we're still good, I'm still gonna make time for you, but like we're getting to the point where it's like, okay, now she needs a one-on-one.
Yeah, it's almost like past the point. I feel like they almost lost their momentum. I didn't really see a ton of sparks here.
Yeah, good point.
But it could just be that it's Hannah G, that we haven't seen a lot from her. That we, you know, like, what did we, didn't we get a question like 2 weeks ago, like, name something about her personality that you, like, what's different about her besides when she got the first impression rose? And like, we couldn't think of anything. So I don't know, it was sort of a boring date. But she did talk about her parents getting divorced and his parents are divorced. So I guess they bonded over that. But that wasn't like as huge of a story as we've gotten from some other people. So I was a little bit tuned out of that one. And we even saw some of the women back at the hotel talking about, like, I wonder if he sees something deeper with Hannah G. So I guess they're seeing it too. Or they're not seeing something deeper with her. So let's move on to the group date. And this was
pure shit. Is that what you're going to say?
Vovinam. I have never heard of that before. But
neither have I. I'm much more of a piecer than a fighter because I'm very delicate. And I would refuse to participate in this because I've already broken my nose twice and I don't need a third.
Yeah, it's one of those, we're going to be fighting one-on-one, and they didn't learn any real skills from it. We had the host of Bachelor Vietnam, and wasn't Bachelor Vietnam the one where two women ended up together?
Was. Why couldn't they be there? Yeah, we have some questions about that later.
Oh, we do? Okay, cool. So yeah, this group date was Cassie, Heather, Tayshia, Katie, Sydney, Demi, Kaylin, and Hannah B, which left Kirpa to be the one to get the other one-on-one. That was a big shocker for me. But really, let's see who stood out on this group date. Demi?
Yeah, Demi for just, and like, ooh, I have a theory that I just thought of. Maybe Colton didn't like Katie anymore because he saw her beat the shit out of Demi.
Maybe.
Yeah, this date was dumb. I don't want to see them fighting. That's not fun for me. That's not fun for them. So what's the point?
Yeah, it wasn't in a unique location. I don't know. There wasn't a big audience around. It just didn't seem like, I don't know. We've seen like the wrestling dates where they put on costumes, and I don't know how they could have really improved this date, but it didn't seem like they could really sell it very well. But it made Chris Harrison show up to sit there with the host of Bachelor Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the after the fighting, they go and have, you know, the typical cocktail party afterwards. And we see Tayshia pull him aside and talk about kind of like, hey, you need to be curious about me. Like, it can't just be one-sided. And seemed like he was receptive for that. I thought that was a fair point.
Yeah, I love that power move. I love Tayshia. She's great. She's like my favorite right now.
Yeah. Skipping ahead to the preview, it looks like she goes skydiving, and like, what's going on with that? Like, why is he subjecting her
fair.
To the
Stop
worst dates?
Her jump off of things.
Yeah. She's more than just the one that you give these kind of dates to. Like, spread the love. And then Katie. So you mentioned that decided he wasn't that into her, and she pulls him aside, just kind of talking about being nervous. I was a little confused about this.
This was a weird vibe, this conversation. Like, it seemed like both him and her weren't into it, and I was like, what? Especially since they were fine. They were fine, like, 2 seconds ago. What happened?
I don't know. Yeah, she kind of had that, like, there was a lot of warning about people not being ready. And so, did she bring it up at this point, or not until she left?
When she left.
Okay.
Which is that's the good move.
Yeah, leave like with something, just like have them chew on it and just be curious.
Yeah, and like, don't waste your time talking about it. But when they broke up with you, say, you know what, everyone you pick so far is hot trash and you're missing out.
Exactly. Yeah, I just couldn't really figure out what she was trying to accomplish here. And maybe she had planned to say something else and it didn't go over that well, or but I don't know. Yeah, I was just left kind of confused by that. But I didn't think that it would lead to her elimination.
Sorry, I just choked on my own spit. Don't mind me.
No worries.
No, I was really surprised. I said that, you know, on my Twitter that I hadn't been this surprised by an episode in a very long time. With Demi and with Katie, I was just like, what? Like, I really didn't see either of those coming.
Yeah, I agree. And then how about Sydney? Did you see this one potentially coming?
Yes, but I didn't think she'd break up with him.
Okay, yeah, that she was just kind of next to go.
Like, are you mad at Sydney for breaking up with him too? Or is just like the pomp and circumstance of Elise's departure that kind of got you?
Yeah, it was Elise going back and then like, oh, I'm so stupid and what a mistake. And it's like, well, pick a lane, you know. With Sydney, I think she was just doing the move of like, oh, I'm probably going to get eliminated next anyway, so I'm just going to peace out now. And we see that quite a bit where they just kind of like jump the gun on the rose ceremony kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think what annoyed me about that was that she's suddenly like above everyone else and like, oh,
yeah, that was
not ready. But yet, like, you know, last week she was talking about tending her garden and stuff. So she was not like super serious the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so she leaves and yeah, there's not a lot of people that he's going to have to eliminate at the rose ceremony when we come down to it. The next one-on-one was with Kerpa, and they go on a boat diving and have dinner. And this one, I was really surprised, you know, talk about being surprised on an episode. I was surprised that she stuck around.
Although I was like surprised and also not surprised, because I felt like the preview was trying to make me believe that Kirpa didn't get a rose. Okay. So I was like, well, then she gets a rose. And then like one of the things they showed her like crying, like, oh, it's not fair, like blah blah blah. Yeah. And it was like she was crying about Sydney leaving early. So it was kind of like, okay, well, that had nothing to do with what's going on here.
Yeah, exactly. I just didn't get a lot of spark in their conversation. It just seemed like the type of date, like the way it went, where I was expecting Colton to say like, oh, you know, I really like you, but you know, there's more with the other girls. But instead he was like, you know, we're just on a slower pace and that's fine. And they want to move forward.
Yeah. And like, I was surprised that Kirpa got the date over, say, a Katie or a Sydney, mm-hmm. or literally everyone else still there. Or Demi. Like, Demi never got a one-on-one.
Right.
And Katie never got a one-on-one. Like, it's really crazy that Kirpa got one and those three did not. Yeah. So at this point, has everyone gotten a one-on-one?
So now, if I look back at it, looking at, yes, they all have.
All right, so we can start repeating now.
True. Who's going to be the first to repeat, do you think?
Who's going to be the first to repeat? Maybe one of the early birds. Hannah G, probably. She got the first one, right? Hannah B, yeah, yeah, sorry. So she's like due.
Yeah, I agree. But he could pull an Ari and just do like a quick back-to-back with Hannah G. Throw everyone for a loop. yeah, so then let's talk about Demi. Demi really was like, you know, just so upbeat about even getting the group date and, you know, wasn't worried about it, waiting patiently for her one-on-one. I thought for sure she would get one or maybe be part of a two-on-one. Instead she, you know, goes to find him. They had showed on the group date that she had like this little moment with him calling her mom, and that mm-hmm. seemed to go well.
Yeah, it did. This was a really, really, really weird sorry everyone a really weird thing that took a turn that I just truly was not expecting. I absolutely thought out of anyone, Demi would be the person to go make her own time,
mm-hmm. and have it pay off.
Yeah, and I thought it would pay off, but it didn't. It was almost like a Leah Block in the Bahamas. but it just... I'm still not totally sure what happened and what went wrong. Like, was Demi just like a producer pick all along? And then when she started to say like, oh, I'm falling for you, Colton, like, was it just like, okay, nope, I'm not there with her at all, so we can't do this.
Yeah, I think that might be a good call. Like, early on... she was the villain, but I don't think he ever really saw her like that. So if she was kind of the producers wanting to keep her around, then now they've had real moments and he's starting to like care about her as a person. And so I could see maybe him not like, okay, we called her mom. We just got out of prison. I don't want to lead this girl, like string her along anymore. It could be, if he couldn't say anything back or, to the I love you.
Yeah, or even like a nice punch on the shoulder, like thanks buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was hard for me to see her leave. Like, she was just very hurt by it and taken aback.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are either really love Demi or really hate Demi. I think what's great about her is that you can do both. Demi was the most complex character we've had in a very long time. She had like these really great redeeming qualities, but she also had some very low moments. She was funny and bright, but she had this pretty like sad, dark backstory. Mm-hmm. And she didn't put up with anyone's shit, but she I just really enjoyed watching her, and I think I'm gonna regret saying that in 3 years when she's been on Bachelor in Paradise 14 different right. times.
Right. Yeah, I thought like she became very endearing. She would look so excited for the other women when they got a date, and then you could tell like she made quality friendships in the house with, you know, the survival date. Those two girls were there to comfort her, the two Hannahs, mm-hmm. when she left, and they had their little group date experience, adventuring out to, you know, escaping the survival date. And so I just think that she was misunderstood and had clashes with certain people, but stood up for herself. And I guess, yeah, we take solace in that we'll see her in Bachelor in Paradise this summer, I'm sure. So, and I'm looking forward to seeing her on the Women Tell All as well to kind of get more of her take. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a definite shocker. So by the time we get to the rose ceremony, there's only one elimination.
I didn't think there was going to be an elimination, honestly.
Because there had already been so many.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought for sure it was going to be Heather.
I also then kind of was like, well, it can't be Katie. Right. And when it was Katie, I was like, what the hell is going on here?
I know. I'm still confused by that as well.
And I'm unhappy about it.
Yeah.
Here's why. Okay. Katie was great. She was interesting. She was smart. She had a personality. We could name more than three facts about her. And I thought that she challenged Colton in a beneficial way. Mm-hmm. And I don't get where the disconnect was or when the train fell off the track for this.
Yeah, I don't either. They always had these cute little moments. And we didn't get to see enough, I guess.
I guess not. Like, I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around this one. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense for whatever reason.
Yeah. So then she leaves and says, like, you know, there's some great girls there, but there's some who are not ready. So just watch
and
out for
that.
I
think that's a fair statement. And I think that's a better one than there's girls here who are here for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. Because that sounds like malicious. We're the ones where, like, some of these girls are probably not ready. And those girls probably think they're ready, but they're not ready. And I think that's completely fair.
Yeah. And it's interesting as I look at, you know, who is left. And it was a very young cast. But now we are down to, so Kaylin is 23. Kirpa is 26. Cassie is 23. Heather is 22. Hannah B is 20. Then Tayshia's 28, and then Hannah G is 23. So it's interesting that, you know, I don't know if they're going by an age thing. I don't know who Katie was referring to.
I don't even think it might be an age thing because, like, I feel like Heather, Hannah B, and Hannah G are the ones who are probably just, like, not ready. Tayshia, I think 100% is. I think Kaylin is. I think Cassie is. Am I missing anyone?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So I think half and half.
So you think he, let's see, she was referring to, say it again, who do you think?
I think Heather's not ready. And that's not just like a she's only just kissed him thing. Like, I really just, I think she needs to come to terms with some stuff. Mm-hmm. And yes, you can grow in a relationship, et cetera, et cetera. But, like, I just feel like she's not there. And I don't think Colton's going to get there with her. So I just don't really get why she's still there in general. Mm-hmm. And I think both the Hannahs. Like, I think Hannah B has a lot of maturing to do. Like, the whole growling storyline is just very odd to me. And I just, I don't think you should marry somebody who does cute growling on national television. I just, maybe they're not there yet. Yeah. And then I think Hannah G, like, honestly, if there had to be somebody who was, quote unquote, there for the wrong reasons, she'd probably be my pick. She's like an influencer and she's a hot babe with, like, zero personality. And I don't doubt for a second that she does like Colton. I think Colton needs somebody who is a little more forward or a little more mature to kind of bring him into himself, maybe more. Mm. And I just feel like Hannah G just doesn't really have the substance to do that.
Mm. Yeah, and just not maybe in the place where that's what she wants, like, yeah, wanting to settle down.
She's like a hot girl. You're really going to get married at 23.
Yeah.
I didn't even start dating till I was 23. Like, let's all chill here.
Exactly. So this really threw Colton for a loop because he said it was one of his big fears. And his thought when Sydney had said it to him when she left was that oh, she's talking about Demi. And then he
which is a fair sends
Demi
plot.
Home. And he's like, oh, I got rid of the person that everyone was concerned about. And then Katie still says it. So we see something that we don't usually see where he actually says it directly to the group of women. Which mm-hmm. I don't know about this move, because it's like, okay, if they aren't there for the right reasons, you kind of gave them that, you clued them in that that's what you're going to look for. And I just feel like next week we're going to hear everyone saying, I am so ready. And how is he going to know? He's going to get more confused. What do you think?
I didn't even think about that, but you're probably right.
Yeah, but it was interesting that he at least shared that with them, that like,
yeah,
that's my fear, and sort of left them with, like, you know, sort of that ominous feeling that he was that we see continue into the preview next week, where we finally, if they're not, you know, just showing us something, a red herring, but apparently he's going to jump the fence next week. And there's
finally, we've been getting this preview for what feels like 7 years.
Yeah. And there's headlines going around today talking about, like, Colton, he quit The Bachelor, and it's really just like clickbait where, oh, he was like, for a short time, he had left the show, like, by jumping the fence, and they were without a bachelor. But I guess Chris Harrison brings him back, and, you know, obviously he didn't quit the show because there's a show going on.
So. Yeah, like, it happened, like, it got finished.
Yeah. So we'll find out what's going on there. I saw some tweets that, like, the preview gave away, like, a lot, like, maybe the final four, but I really didn't pay that close attention, so I feel still kind of out of the loop
in
on
the
that.
Dark
so
about it.
Maybe that was a good thing that I was half paying attention. But did you think it was, like, way too revealing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they've done that before.
Yeah, that's fair. And, like, it might be misleading, so.
And they've, like, when Rachel was on Nick's season, she was announced as a bachelorette before she was.
Yeah, so, like, so it could be worse.
I guess it's fair game. Yes. So, for draft results, let's see where we're at. We have, I have still three people in, although I lost a lot of people. I lost three. I lost.
Sure, but you're, what's happening, Amy? Why are you winning so much?
What's going on?
That's not how this works.
I know. It's crazy. I don't feel like super strong about any of my three as, like, being the one with him in the end. Mm-hmm. But I was pleasantly surprised that Tayshia is, you know, coming in strong, because early on it was,
I love Tayshia. I'm so excited about her. Out of the women left, like, I think she would be the best. Like, she would be, like, what I was saying that Colton needs, like, a strong woman to kind of bring him out. Mm-hmm. And I think she could do that for him. And I think they have a lot of the same values, and that could work super well. And 28 to 26 is, like, a pretty decent age gap. And I like her a lot. Yeah. She seems like she has a great head on her shoulders. She's not getting, you know, involved in any of the drama when it happens. She just sits back.
And she stood up for Nicole. Like, if there is drama where she can, that's not accurate, she'll step in and defend someone. So I like that. And I like how she does those little mini dates with him, pulls him aside. And so I agree. That's kind of, like, seems like what he needs. Being someone that's not as experienced in dating, I think somebody that can sort of, like, take the lead at times and just show that she really cares about him is good. So, yeah, I still have Tayshia. I have Hannah B and Hannah G. So the Hannah's, I thought Hannah B would be gone by now. So that's
me too.
I thought, you know, of the two, that, like, the feud, Chris Harrison in his little preview talked about, like, it comes to a head and they have this discussion. I thought that meant that one of them would be eliminated sooner rather than later, but now they get along. So
yeah, we're fine here.
Yeah. And then Haley. So I'm at 136. That's shocking. You have 95 with, Cassie and Heather remaining, and Cassie and Heather, we found out, went to the same university. So saw some parallels there.
Yeah.
Between the two of them. And, I don't know that Heather is that long for this world. I thought she'd be gone.
No, but
week.
I feel really good about Cassie.
They have really good chemistry.
Yeah.
And let's see. Kirsten has Kaylin still in, who I feel good about, although she's been quieter lately. And then Kirpa, who is hanging in there. The hair's on her chin.
Yep.
All right. So Kirsten has 87, bringing up the rear, but not too far behind you. And there's still, you know, hometowns, fantasy suite dates. That's where a lot of points lie. So, you know, don't totally give up. All right. Let's jump back to questions from this week. This one is another one from Scorekeeper George. So follow him on Twitter to see the full point breakdown at GeorgeCTV. And he says, seriously, at this point in the show, who do you think is most likely to get the final rose, and who is now your front runner for the Bachelorette?
I'm going to say Cassie is probably the most likely to get the final rose, and Kaylin is most likely to be the Bachelorette.
Okay. I could still see him picking Kaylin. I'm kind of rooting for that. Just because Cassie, like, they're cute together, but I haven't seen, like, a lot of, I don't know.
Substance,
yeah. But maybe he doesn't care about that. and let's see. I would love to see Tayshia be the Bachelorette, but again, I think I'm just saying what I would like to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim from Top Chef was like guaranteed Kaylin was going to be the Bachelorette. So if she's not the final one. So I could see that as well. She'd be good. All right. Let's see here. Steven Schultz, would you let someone use their coat as an umbrella for you after they dumped you?
Yes, and I would take it with me.
Take it right into the car. You don't want any rain on you.
See you later. You break up with me? Well, you're also breaking up with this coat.
Yes. Will Holston, please help me decipher what was happening with Hannah Beast at the group date cocktail party. She was sitting next to Heather and holding two giant bamboo stalks saying, look, I'm Heather and I want a rose. I want a rose. As if she was doing an impression of Heather. What were the bamboo stalks meant to be? Heather's legs? Why was that the way Hannah Beast chose to do a Heather impression? Please advise.
If I could decipher a reason behind anything that Hannah Beast is doing, I'd be concerned for myself.
Yes. Also from Will, since the show was in Vietnam this week, wouldn't have made the season 10 times better if Demi and Hannah B pulled the Bachelor of Vietnam and left together. They're clearly kindred spirits.
Yes. You know, that's all I've ever wanted from this stupid show.
Yes. Although I feel like it'd have to be with two of them who already left. And I don't know if I see Demi with Katie or Sydney. Mm-hmm. Is Hannah B still in there? Will Holston, what was a more shocking moment? Demi calling her freshly paroled mom with Colton, or Kirpa actually getting the rose on their one-on-one date after weeks of invisibility?
Wow, both are good calls. I just don't think I would have ever expected Demi to call Colton, or call her recently released from prison mother with Colton, who then breaks up with her 7 minutes later.
Yeah, I don't like that he broke up with her after that, because it seemed like it really bonded them and he was really like there for her. And that had to have been an expensive call for the producer's phone.
Yeah, really.
Will also wants to know, also completely unrelated to this episode, but if Crystal and the Goose have children, will that make Crystal Mother Goose?
Kill me.
And, you know, speaking of children, so... Ugh. Last week, Becca Martinez, we talked about, she had her baby, but it wasn't named at the time of the podcast. So Angela and I were trying to predict what kind of name she would have. And the baby's name is Ruthie Ray. How do you feel about that as a little baby girl's name?
I feel really good about it. And I kind of love, I have two middle names, so I love like a long ass name.
Oh yeah, I have two middle names.
So it's Ruth Ray
De La Luz.
And then whatever the guy's last name is. I love it. I think it's great. I kind of like thought she'd go with like Blossom or something weird like
totally.
That. So the fact that she went with like Ruth, which is like so classic.
And it was his her boyfriend's grandmother's name.
Yeah, and I think that's great. And I love Ruthie Ray as like kind of like a, not a short form because it's much longer than just Ruth. I like it a lot. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I didn't expect her to have like such a classic name or an old fashioned name. So Angela and I were trying to guess. I thought she would do like the hippie like Sage or something like that. Like Youth mm-hmm. Blossom. So I think Angela's guess was closer. She looked at like hipster names that you might name a dog, like Daisy. I feel like that's a little bit closer. So her guess was a little closer, but it's more like the old lady name, the grandma name, mm-hmm. which
I love it.
You know, no one can get mad.
Literally
at you.
A grandmother name.
Yeah, exactly. So that's cute. And I don't think any other Bachelor news that I can think of, which is surprising. There's usually some story that comes out.
Yeah, I missed a lot last week.
And then we have Graham Gates. A lot was made in this episode of women not being there for the right reasons / not being ready to be engaged. Do you think they were hating, or is there any truth to what they're saying?
I think a little bit of both. I think some of the women aren't ready, but I don't think they realize that they're not ready.
Yeah, I agree. Justin Feinberg, what exactly was the point of a to be continued last week, since Anyeka and Nicole both got sent home in the first segment this week, and Colton never submerged himself in the Andaman Sea?
Endless pain, that's what.
Yeah. And Justin also says, quote, opening up is not my thing. It's not really my jam. Are intellectual things Hannah G's jam?
She seems like a sweet girl.
Bless her heart. And then Justin Feinberg, did I hear right? Did Demi really call Colton Coco? My cat has 1,000 nicknames, primarily Buddy, because that's his personality. But his given name is Coco. Why is Demi referring to the Bachelor by my cat's given name? And should my cat and I be flattered or offended by this?
Flattered, and please send me a picture of the cat.
And he also wants to know, who received a nastier shock? Demi when Colton dumped her after she professed that she's falling in love with him? Or Janelle from X on the Beach when her ex, Darian, showed up and started making out with DeAndre in the Shack of Secrets?
I think it was a bigger shock for Demi. I feel like Janelle, as she got way more mad than mm-hmm. Demi did, but I feel like Janelle should have expected that one.
Mm-hmm. Deidre Lipsikas, did Demi pull a Jean Blanc, and do we think that's why Colton reacted the way he did? Side note, I can't believe the producers didn't force Colton into dragging Demi along through hometowns so we could get that epic prison mom hometown date.
Yeah, so it took me a second to remember what the Jean Blanc was, but it's to tell the lead you love them, you're falling for them just to, like, because you think that's what they want to hear. Mm. And I don't think that's the case with Demi. I've never gotten the feeling that Demi's trying to fake anything for anyone. So I don't feel like she would start with telling Colton that she's falling for him when she's not.
Well, and to pull the full Jean Blanc, then she'd have to take it back right away. And she didn't take it back. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But I agree. I'm surprised that they didn't find a way to keep her around. And then Felipe, Shimon, who are your Bachelorette frontrunners from this season? And who are two potential former Bachelor alums who could be it? Like, who could be the Bachelorette, or like Bachelors who might show up on the season?
No, I think he means like a Nick or an Ari. So I told you who I think might be the Bachelorette from this season. But as I was lurking my Instagram Explore page today, okay, I came across somebody I hadn't really in a while. Mm-hmm. And that's a name that's been brought up for Bachelorette in the past. And that's Christina Shulman.
Yeah, she's been brought up a few times. And, you know, I'm trying to think if they tend to always have the Bachelorette, like the really recent. I can't remember when they've brought somebody who were like, oh, that's a throwback, like they've done with the Bachelor. But it would be cool if they did that, I think. You know, if they decided mm-hmm. like, hey, maybe these women aren't ready. They're all pretty young still. That would be a good one. I'm trying to think of what I was listening to some podcast and somebody mentioned Christina. And then whoever it was like, yeah, Christina says her name's been in the ring like a lot. So it's like someone was throwing shade at her, but I can't remember who it was. So, but I think that was a legit choice that is going around. It makes sense to me. And she's older now too, and older and wiser. And we had talked about this before, but how Jimmy Kimmel had The Matchler with Danielle M. Mm-hmm. And I watched the last one, which was last night. And do you care if you get a spoiler?
Oh my God, I care deeply if I get... No, of course not.
So she had like, they did a little recap, and she had, so there was like three men on Skype, like on this screen, and she was going to pick one of them. But then he had a mystery man behind like a curtain that was waiting in the wings there at the studio. And it's like, oh, this is someone you're familiar with. So you could choose like one of the three that you met from Tinder, or you could choose this mystery guy who wants to go out with you and you're sort of familiar with him. And so she went with the mystery guy, rejected the three from Tinder, and the mystery guy was Wills.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Great match. I love that.
Yeah.
So they go out on a date and live their lives?
Yeah. Jimmy sent them off to Buffalo Wild Wings across the street. So
ooh,
guess that's a side couple to follow. So that's cute. And let's see. Will Holston, were you excited to hear that Colton and Hannah G both love showers?
I mean, what do I even say to that? Like, God, she's bland.
Yeah, that was an actual conversation that they talked about their date. What was your favorite part? The shower. Yeah, I love showers.
Don't we all? Like,
yeah.
Is that not a thing that's just like, I don't know. That's a weird personality trait to like showers.
You know. She didn't get to put that in her bio, so she had to open up about it. And opening up is not her jam, but she did it. She let us know.
Showers are her jam. Opening up, not her jam.
Yeah. I wonder if she, like, how her content has been lately. Like, does she poke fun at herself, or is she just really earnest?
I don't know. Let's look.
Instagram. Hannah G.
Hannah, I'm going to sneeze.
What is her name?
Okay, no, I'm not. Hannah, it's Hannah G 11 on Instagram. Okay.
Hannah Godwin.
Just forcing my brain to think it's spring by choosing patio season, seating in the cold, mind over matter. Who's with me? I'm not with you, Hannah. It's a date, like, without other people. Whoa, what?
Oh, man.
Say the word prune and we'll give you the perfect pout. We're all close to perfecting it. Okay. NYC Nights BB. Accepted. Oh, it's a cake. Oh, I like this. It's a cake that says, will you accept this cake?
Oh.
I would also accept that. It's her content's not that exciting. She has one that's just like a cute picture with like a honeypot emoji as the caption. So, you're not missing much, my friends.
No. But she has 501,000 followers. That's pretty good.
Of course she does. Oh, and her PR person is Lori at LoriKPR.com. And this Lori person represents a lot of people. One of them, formerly the aforementioned Danielle's ex-boyfriend, Polly Calafiore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was actually helpful in the... I'd say uncover up, release, expose.
Yeah.
With Polly. Sorry, that took me a while.
Yeah. That was interesting for a PR person to like throw their client under the bus, but.
Yeah. Fun fact about me, I did a postgrad certificate in public relations, and we were told to do the opposite of that.
Yeah, I guess so. She is apparently like a personal friend of Vanessa from Nick's season. And so I think that's how she gets all these contacts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So I think
she swoops in and gets the first dibs on these bachelorette contestants. And I think she has Jason as well of the new Jason and Caitlin. All right, well, that is it for questions. Doug was kind enough to send takes last week, but do you have any this week?
I do. He's so consistent.
Nice.
He was like, how am I going to get my takes? And I was like, okay, here's Amy's email address.
Yes.
And so I'm glad he sent them in. Was it weird you reading them?
It was.
Yeah. He says, I would have killed to have The Bachelor do some of its dream sequence reenactment magic to show Hannah G's mom trashing her dad's backyard.
Oh, my God. That would have made the date so much better.
So we didn't mention it, but part of Hannah G's divorce story was that her mom like just drove her car into her dad's lawn to like collect her stuff.
Yeah.
He also asks, what's the over under in days before Demi's mom goes back to prison?
Uh-oh.
I'll give it 365.
Full year.
I'll set the over under at 365. Would you rather receive only gifts that have been made from prison dental floss for the rest of your life or appear on national television making out while wrapped up like a sushi roll?
Yeah.
My love language is gift giving, so I'm going to have to go with making out and banana leaves.
Okay.
Because I want quality gifts for the rest of my life. This is just like a one-time thing.
Right.
Yeah. Can we please just have The Bachelor Vietnam host for the rest of the season? Side note, my dad and I were watching the Pro-Am golf this weekend on TV and he spotted Chris Harrison. He then went on a rant about how Chris being the laziest person in showbiz. Amy, you should hang out with Doug's dad because I feel like you have some opinions on Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
When Colton said he wanted the karate date to be fun, he didn't... Did he realize that kicking the shit out of each other is not fun?
Yeah, that was a weird statement.
Yeah.
You can't sell all these group dates the same way. Like, yeah.
Would you rather be called a shiny thing for the rest of your life or wined and dined on a shitty Vietnamese fishing boat with a crane on it? Oh, definitely the latter. That sounds great to me.
Yeah, so shiny thing was actually the phrase they were using to describe probably the Hannahs and whoever wasn't ready is like the shiny thing that he's getting distracted by.
After Demi's constant lip gloss application, I'm pretty sure there is now a shortage in Vietnam. Actually, funny you mentioned that, Doug. I like to provide a service to people where, because I have no life, I often recognize what makeup products people are using in shows, even though that they have like the cover taped or, you know, like the brand hidden.
Right.
Demi's lip gloss is the Fenty Gloss Bomb.
Wow. That's a good original skill.
Yeah, it's a great lip gloss. Would recommend. Sephora has like this great little mini set with a highlighter and a lip gloss. I would get that over just the lip gloss, but that's just me. Anyway, unfortunately for Colton, who said he was the luckiest guy in Vietnam, the actual luckiest guy in Vietnam is James A. Lockhart, who wrote a memoir of the same name. Colton's statement could be seen as copyright infringement, and more importantly, Lockhart surviving two tours of duty is definitely luckier than being a washed-up practice squad player who is about to be engaged for 6 months before he has no viable talent to generate a sustainable income and as much acting talent as a plastic bag. The last point is some next level research, if I do say so myself. Roll Tide.
So good. It's this classic ending now.
Roll Tide. I know that like Jim told us it's like a, you know, like a greeting. Like I feel like it works even better.
Yeah. I was just checking on Demi's Instagram and her handle is Demi_not_Lovato, which is just perfect.
So good. And then one of her posts saying like, oh, thanks, whatever, is just a picture of her ass.
Yeah.
And saying, I'm fine, I'm working on my booty, but no, seriously, thank you to everyone who's shown me mad love during this journey. I'm not going to sugarcoat. My ending was painful. I never thought I would have ended up falling for The Bachelor, but I did. I wanted to be the last girl there. I wanted him to reciprocate my feelings. It's okay that it didn't happen because I know he's happy and that makes me happy. My heart is open. I'm ready for wherever life is taking me next. Thank you, Colton Underwood, for wonderful memories you gave me. And thank you, Bachelor ABC, for giving me this opportunity to let my guard down and learn a little more about myself. It was a hell of a ride, and I want to ride it all night long. I like her. Yeah, she's fun.
She has good content. She has half the followers of Hannah G. What is going on here? She has... And
her profile is... what's it called?
Her
bio is, you can't spell dime without Demi.
Yeah. So good. And she has a picture of like a Bratz doll and says exclusive pic of me on the jungle date. looks just like her.
It's funny. Oh,
so good.
You know what? She's getting a follow on my regular account, not just my burner account.
Oh, wow.
I think I follow her on my burner account as well, but yeah. Don't check that as often.
She has that one that's like the meme of her where she's peering over. When you hear dinner plans being discussed, but you don't want to be the one to make a decision. Oh, so good. No sign of Polly on this account, so. Wasn't the rumor that she like was worried about what her edit would be?
Yeah, which makes sense. Yeah. But I feel like she came out pretty decent for what it could have been.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then we have a late breaking question coming in from Scorekeeper George. So he says, if it's not too late for another question for this week's podcast, it is not. Does it seem like Sydney is getting praised for choosing to leave this week while everyone last week was questioning Elise for doing what seems like the same thing? What is the difference? Is it because of Elise crying in interviews afterwards?
Yeah, I'd like to know the difference because I do view them as the same thing. Maybe it's because I had heard that Elise was leaving before I watched the episode, and because like I watched Sydney leave before I watched Elise leave, so that was kind of like almost like a lubricant to like that scenario.
Yeah, I think it's the Elise seeming kind of hypocritical and Elise like, I don't know, because Sydney, I think, wasn't it more that she just wasn't like, didn't feel like they were there or could get there? She saw the stronger connections, or,
well, I almost thought like Sydney like freaked out because she wasn't getting enough attention.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily praise Sydney. I don't think
No, like I think they both acted in their best interest, which I have to respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alrighty, well, that is it for this week. But Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me, as always, on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_, and you can find my blog, strongtakes.ca.
Do you have a recap of Mexico up there yet?
Not yet. That's probably going to take at least a month. I'm still working on my final few Ireland blog posts, okay. And I went there in April, so.
Yes. Hey, content creation. It's not easy.
It's a career. If I was on The Bachelor, my chyron would be blogger. No, it wouldn't. It'd be like sad person.
It'd be podcaster.
No, it'd be bachelor podcaster. What am I thinking? That would be even sadder than a bachelor super fan. Yeah. Oh God. That'd be even worse than just like my chyron being like, girl, with depression? Like it's just
oh my God. Yes. You can find me at RHAP Recapper. We will continue this discussion next week. Let us know what you think our chyrons would be if we were on the show. If you're listening this far. All right.
Feel free to Photoshop my chyron into any picture of me on my Instagram. Perfect. Fine. So.
All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.